This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610 on this Sunday morning. Happy Father's Day. And I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning as Colin. Jace is taking a day off. Good to have you in there, Colin. And sponsors today, we have the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Boyd's One Stop, and the CCA Star Tournament. All right, let's get the weather. Hopefully it turns out better than yesterday morning. I can't believe at 4 there was nothing on radar, and then, man, it showed up. A lot of people got caught out in that weather yesterday. That was not a good thing. Looks like right now it's 82 on the island, and today they're calling for clouds and some sun this morning with a few more clouds in the afternoon with a stray shower or thunderstorm. They're only calling for about a 20% chance, so. It's only a forecast, folks. Don't hold me to it. Tonight looks like partly cloudy skies, a stray shower, thunderstorm is possible. South winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, about a 50% chance of rain, scattered sun, thunderstorms in the morning, partly cloudy skies late, and south-southwest winds 10 to 20. And looking at tides today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have two of them. We're sitting on a low right now that occurred just after midnight at 12:52 a.m. It's a negative 0.3, and we have a high at 10:06 a.m. this morning, a 1.4. Sunrise, 6:19 a.m. Sunset, 8:20 p.m. at moon phase, 88%. We're on the backside of that full. I know everybody loves that. Looking offshore right now, you have a south wind at 11 to 13 miles an hour. Water temp's 83, air temp 83. And Galveston Channel, it's 86-degree water. South wind at 6, gusting to 9. And Eagle Point is south at 10 to 11. And up at Morgan's Point, the north end of the complex, 83-degree water. Southeast wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. So it's kind of where we're at. All right, well, let's head over to the Tri-Bay area and get cranked up with a hammer this morning. Captain Glenn Hammond, see what's going on in his area. Good morning, Glenn. What's happening?
Hey, not too much, Captain Mickey. Kind of quiet this morning.
A little quiet? That's good.
Compared to yesterday.
She survived all the madness.
Holy moly, dude. We got below 6 inches, but I know we got 5.5 inches. My rain cage overflowed.
My gosh.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That storm, that was so weird yesterday morning. I had a listener text me going, man, I'm seeing lightning. He's down on Bolivar, old Vernon. He sent me a text, said, man, I'm seeing lightning. And there wasn't anything on radar at 4 o'clock when I did the weather. So I flipped on radar and looked at it and go, my goodness. But it was building up, and it looked like it was just going to kind of hit the jetties and then slide onto the Bolivar Peninsula and just keep moving kind of east-northeast. It started right. back building. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And buddy,
what a blow. That thing was packing some winds in it, too.
Oh, man, let me tell you. We just about called in it. My trip didn't show up for about 30 minutes late, so they didn't get here till about 7:30. And there was a thunderhead starting to build.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sprinkling, so we got to the boat ramp. We hung around there about 15 or 20 minutes, let everything kind of clear up. And I said, man, you know, we can call it a day as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm not sure how it's going to be. I looked at the radar, and I seen that glob of stuff just off of the Gulf. You know, and it was just kind of sitting out there, but it wasn't anything, you know, it looks like it's going to go on to the east, and everything that I seen was going to the east.
That's the way it was looking on radar, and then it just started back building. It covered up Galveston and the jetties and then Tiki Island, and then, man, here it comes.
It swamped us.
Yeah.
We had just got out to the bay, about a 10 minute boat ride, and, we were sitting there, and everything started getting dark. We had time for about four casts when we caught two 18-inch trout in four casts.
Right.
Just sitting there because I wasn't going no further into it. And the lady, they took them a couple of pictures. She was happy as all get out.
Yeah.
And they didn't want the fish. They said, no, just let them go. So I went, okay, you know, let a couple of 18-inchers go to start the day off. And from that point on, buddy, it was a little wall of outflow boundary came from that as that thing was backing up, and it was getting darker and darker, and then all of a sudden that temperature dropped about 20 degrees, and I said, we got to go. I pulled that anchor as quick as I could, and the old boy's hat blew off of him. So, and then right about the time the wind was picking up and everything started white capping, and we were going in circles trying to get his hat. And he finally said,
donated that hat.
Yeah, he said, the heck with that hat. No, I went ahead and got it for him anyway. We got it, and, buddy, I took off towards you, and it wasn't a, you know, 5-10 minute ride back to the ramp, but it was a wet ride. And that wind, by the time we got back, the intercoastal canal was white capping. I mean, the wind was blowing one direction, the current's going the other, so you got these big old rollers in there. And it was a wet ride back to the boat ramp, and then we get it on the trailer, and that was a little bit of a job. And with that wind blowing, it was hitting 45-50. I know it was.
It was cranking.
So I got over to the house, and that's when all heck broke loose. I mean, for the next 2 hours, it come down in buckets, buddy. I mean, it was.
Oh, it came up my way, even nuked me. I mean, I know I had some 50-mile-an-hour gusts. Good Lord.
Oh, we did. We did. My machine was showing 45, and that was...
Yeah, critical. Well, that's close to 50. Sounds better at 50 than 45.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot of wind, and the temperature dropped.
Hey, I bet some fishermen that got caught in it thought it was a 100-mile-an-hour wind, you know?
Oh, I know. My next-door neighbor, one of my neighbors in the neighborhood here, him and his dad was out, They had launched at the pass, and they drove a long ways to get to where I was, in the area I was, and then had to drive all the way back across through that stuff. Man, my heart was out for them, buddy. I was going, oh, buddy, I'm glad the boat ramp is just right around the corner for me, but yeah. Lord have mercy, that was some wind, Captain Mickey. I mean, that was some wind and rain and combination, like I said,
lightning.
All within about an hour and a half, we got that 5 inches of rain, buddy. It come down in buckets. I mean, it was
wow.
But anyway, let's see. We the trip was. I mean, the people enjoyed the 1 hour that we were out there, and
they had a good time right up to the part where you scared the hell out of them with that weather.
Yeah, no, I didn't even want that part to happen.
That's exciting. I
said, are y'all okay with going in? They said, yeah, we're good with it, man.
They, that fishing trip was free, folks. That boat ride was $600.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Man, and
an
you
odd
know, it
year.
Off.
It's just been an odd year to all the way around.
I can't count all the inches of rain we've had already down here, and that's enough. That's enough. But the tides were super high.
Look at all the people that were swept off the roads in San Antonio. What is there, like 11 or 13 dead now that they know of, and they're looking for more?
In Hill Country?
Yeah, in San Antonio.
Oh, I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't watched too much news either. So, matter of fact, that was some good sleeping weather. I come in. Well, I backed that trailer as soon as I got home, boy. I backed up in the driveway, and I ran up the steps, come inside, took off all my wet clothes, got changed. Well, I forgot to pull my plugs in the boat, and went in here and laid down and slept for a couple of hours. And that's when all the heck was breaking loose. And I woke up, and I looked downstairs, and I seen about a foot of water inside of that old Carolina skiff. You know, it looked like a small
what
swimming
the tires
pool down
out
there. Oh, man. I had to go and park that, jack that thing up and pull the plugs. Oh, man. Water came out of that thing for 2 hours. Good Lord. Wow. You talk about a mess. But anyway, we survived it, and we were home. But it sure was good sleeping weather. Like I said, I went in there and crashed for about 2.5 hours.
I bet.
during the rough stuff. So, but nobody got hurt, and thank goodness, and I hope everybody's all right after all that. It sure came up on us quick. It wasn't even, like I said, when we got out there, everything was fine. I seen another of my buddy's boat. He was over along the shoreline, and all we wanted to do is go into the bay and go start hitting the reefs. And we couldn't even make it into the bay because I didn't want to go any further into that. I mean, as you said, it started backing up. And it started backing up and backing up. And that's when we felt that wall of cool air.
When you feel the cool air, it's pretty much almost too late.
Yeah, yeah. We should have been gone about 10 minutes ago. So,
yep.
Anyway,
well, that's the way it works out. Well, I need to do a star leaderboard update. You can do it with me here. We'll talk about it real quick. The star tournament leaderboard, it looks like we have two tagged redfish that have been weighed in. They're pending polygraph. You got one red tag. That's for the truck, boat, and, you know, motor package. And then you have a blue tag, and that's pending polygraph. That was weighed in at Surfside Marina. And the other one at Marina Bay Harbor. So both those are pending right now. The leading sheephead in the inshore division is a 9-9. That was weighed in at Linda Sylvan Beach. That was caught by Enrique Rangel. Gaff top, it's a 6-1. Justin Morrison of Lumberton caught that, weighted in at Sportsman Supply. Black Drum, Sue Lee, 11-10. Of League City. That was weighed in at Sportsman Supply, so that was caught over at Sabine, it looks like. And then the only offshore fish weighed in so far is Danielle Grunewald of Freeport, Surfside Marina. It was a 56-15. And then getting to the Star Kids real quick, sheephead, a 3-pound, 8-ounce by Weston Weaver, a 10-year-old of Bridge City. Gaff top, Cohen Fakeney of Corpus, Roy's Bait and Tackle weighed in a 5-10 gaff top. And in the Star Teams division, you have a 9-pound even that was caught by Levi Claiborne, 11-year-old of Pearland. That was weighed in at Linda's Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. And gaff top right now, Hunter Morrison, a 14-year-old of Lumberton, weighted in at Sportsman Supply, a gaff top of 5 pounds, 10 ounces. So that's where we're at on the star board right now.
Plenty of room for somebody else to get in there.
They're
win
swimming
something
around out there, Glenn. You need to get your customers on one of them tags, man.
Man, I can't believe one checked into the Surfside Marina.
Yeah,
close to home.
That was a blue tag.
I'll be darned.
That's
truck
for a
boat,
transport
motor.
Boat and a Mercury Coastline package. So,
man, oh man. Oh well. Yeah. Hey, all we can do is keep trying. That's what I tell the folks.
You can't win if you don't go. And you can't win if you don't enter.
You can't win it if you don't go, and you can't win it if you don't enter the tournament.
Exactly.
You at least get in there.
All right, buddy.
Anyway,
if somebody wants to call you about
it. Out there.
All right, if somebody wants to come out there and drown with Glenn Hammond in a thunderstorm.
Yes, sir.
Give a number, Glenn.
They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. Happy Father's Day to
right,
everybody
buddy.
Out there.
At least you caught something before it hit. All right, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We're good. We're good.
All have right. a good See one. See you, Glenn. Have a happy yes, Father's Day. See you, buddy. All right. That's a hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond in the Tri-Bay area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 417 here in the Bayou City. We're trying to get Naylor right now. I don't know what's going on. We're trying to reach him. I don't know what's happening. I mean, he's out there. But, maybe he can call us. We'll get him and Casey up. I was supposed to do both of them this morning. Anyway, that's where we're at. Anyway, try him again, Colin, and see. If not, I sent him our number up there for him to call you and get it going there. But Looking at the starboard, that's really weird. One offshore fish weighed in. That was the that ling. Crazy. But it's been a crazy weather year, too. It's been pretty nuts. Two tagged reds, hopefully with the new update. You got him up there for me, Colin? Good. Good morning, Jeff.
What's going on, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
We got you. I don't know what was up with that. It was saying your number was out of service.
Need to really?
Pay your bill, son.
Man, I'm telling you. Well, we ain't been fishing, bro. I mean, it's...
Man, times are tough, huh?
I got Casey with me this morning. He's
hey, Casey, what's up, brother?
Things got so tough, I had to come out of retirement.
had to come out, huh? Times are bad, man.
Man, it's terrible. You know, there's yesterday, you know, it was the forecast was supposed to be, you know, decent enough, I think, this weekend. Sunday looked like it was going to be okay, maybe. And I think a few people went out there and poked their head out there and tried. I'm telling you, I was telling Casey, yesterday's probably one of the days you had as much water coming from above than you did below.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, man.
That's a tough one.
They missed it. They really missed it because the day before yesterday, we were under a flood watch. And right. We didn't get any rain the day before yesterday. Well, they lifted the flood watch for yesterday. And yesterday is when we should have had the flood watch.
Yeah.
Because we got, you know, 4 inches or 5 inches of rain over here. So,
hey, I want to be a weather person. I don't have to be right, but about 20% of the time. Keep my job.
Right. Man. It's crazy. When I walked outside the house this morning, all I could hear was frogs.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you know it rained a lot.
Yeah, there's one in the front yard. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got dumped on, man. And there ain't a bunch of, you know, I tell you what, there's a lot of freshwater need bays right now.
Cool.
And, man, it's something else.
It's crazy. Crazy. You know, but this is, you know, this is the second June in a row, you know, it's happened. We were talking about it earlier. You know, last year, May season was terrible. We even got an amberjack season last year, May. I think I made one trip all of last year in May. And then
I remember that.
We only ran one trip in June. So that's, you know, this is the same thing. It's almost a spitting image of last year, you know, so... It is what it is, man.
Back in the day when we had the party boat business, the gins were the make or break. That was the month you didn't know what was going to happen. So
right.
That was if you had a good June, you were going to have a really good summer. You were going to make a bunch of money. If you had a bad June, you might as well, you know, start going to church every Sunday because you need to pray. So, yeah, it made it tough. But
sign up to be a paid protester these days if you're unemployed.
We're going to start looking at different avenues for making money, that's for sure.
A lot of opportunities out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, there's a few people that got out yesterday, you know. I didn't really get a report. I kind of saw some pictures of them. You know, they paid the price to do it, but, you know, there's some guys around here that did and got a few snapper and came back home. I haven't really gotten any reports or anything. Just, you know,
stellar, fish
so thick they're jumping in the boat or anything, but,
right.
You know.
It's going to happen. It's just going to happen when it happens. You know, one of those deals we're going to get. I try to be optimistic. A lot of times if you have a bad start to the summer, you'll have a better, you know, it kind of tends to, I think, kind of average itself out, you know, eventually, but it just sucks to have to wait so long. You've been waiting for the season to open for so long, and then it does, and you get two decent days the first 2 days, and then after that, the weather goes to crap. So, but it'll get better.
Well, Mother Nature sure takes good care of our fish. She protects them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does. She does a good job.
Does well that way. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, outside of that, you know, there's a few little things that happened, and Casey and I were just talking about the Mississippi Billfish Classic, you know, where that second year in a row a big fish got weighed in yesterday and was shark mutilated and got disqualified. That's the second one in a row.
Yep, that's bad.
The sharks are winning the tournament now.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they are. Tax man taketh, doesn't he? Boy, howdy.
Yes. He does. And you know, they bring up the argument, you know, if the Sharks, you know, I'm gonna back up just a little bit. It's talking about Sharks. So Casey asked me how bad they were in June. And honestly, we didn't have a single Shark bite at all. You know, of course we didn't.
You mean that when you went out beginning of the month?
Yeah.
No Sharks?
No Sharks. No Sharks. Zero Sharks. But, you know, I said they're not there. But, you know, historically speaking, last year was one of the worst Shark years that I can ever remember. It was terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, it starts to bring up the argument, you know, if the Sharks population get this bad, you know, is Shark mutilation going to continue to be a disqualifying, you know, situation? Right. I mean, that's the second year in a row, a fish that was almost 700 pounds got disqualified.
That's terrible.
If it's obvious what happened to the fish, I mean, nobody's going to have to get their fish mutilated on purpose. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're
right.
So, yeah, I would think they should be somewhat lenient with that because of that, what you said. I mean, not like they, you know, it's pretty obvious if your fish got hit by a shark, you can tell it's not, should be able to be judged and ruled on somehow. You know?
Right. But I think the biggest thing is that if it gets eaten by a shark or bitten by a shark, then the fight is not equally hard for everybody else.
In
other words, they got bit and it just gives up, you know, versus another boat that has to, you know, actually fight it
right,
start to finish. You know, I think that's the theory behind it.
They also lose weight when they get bit.
Well, that's true.
So, I mean, you got that negative going against you when you do get one bit. You're freaking losing weight. The guy that catches a full fish, he's got a full fish, so he's got a better chance to beat you. I don't know, man.
Just kind of an ongoing rule, even in the inshore tournaments. Like I used to fish in. Well, and I used to run one. That was one of our rules. Frozen or mutilated fish will not be allowed to be weighed in. And I remember one tournament, my biggest trout got eaten while I was reeling it in, and if I could just use the head and the shoulders, I'd have won. And I think the head and the shoulders still weighed a little over 6 pounds. Shark, you know, big old bull took it off behind the head. It's a big fish, man.
Why couldn't they eat the small ones?
They don't. They wait on the big ones, man. That is so weird they do that. They won't mess with those pencils. They want a good 5-pound-plus fish to eat if they get a chance.
They want a meal.
Good
meal.
Get it over with.
Yeah. Man, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's a shame to catch a big fish of a tournament and not be able to weigh it in because the shark got it. That's crazy.
I mean, when the head and the shoulders weigh 6 pounds, what do you think that fish weighed? 11?
No, that was a legit, you know, 29, 30, 31-inch fish.
Wow. But,
it was in the summertime, so its weight probably wasn't real good, but I know it was over 8 pounds. Could have been 9. Could have been 10. We'll never know.
Wow.
Only that shark knows.
Only the shark knows how much he got.
That's exactly right. You know, Jeffcoat, he just quit snapper fishing over there, you know, out of the Mississippi River just because the sharks were so bad last year. He said it's not worth it. They would eat everything they were trying to reel up. Everything.
God, yeah.
That's terrible.
It has been. It's just gotten increasingly worse and worse and worse every year. When
sharks get that big, they got really no predator. There's nothing. There's no predator. There's no. Nothing's going to get them.
No.
Right. If people don't get them, nothing's going to get them.
Yeah.
So it's an issue. There's nothing, you know.
I mean, I don't see how us fishermen can put a dent in them either. You know, with the one or two that you can catch, you know, per day, just there's so many, it's unreal. I mean, but you know, so luckily, like I said, in June we didn't have that happen. Now, you know, and I want to stress this: there is certain species out there too that we catch offshore that if it gets bitten, it, you know, in other words, like a tuna, I want to say per se, you know, it has to be what 24 inches long or something like that to keep. Well, if a shark bites it, you don't get to, I mean, you have to measure it from where it's bitten to the end of the nose, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, if it bites it smaller than 24 inches, then he has to go back. You know, it's not
feeding the shark the rest of the
Yeah, then you feed him again, you know.
Yeah, just so go ahead and give it all to him.
We're just teaching him how to be bad on top of it all, you know. It's just, he can't win.
Well, I remember last year I was fishing a spot and we were catching grouper on this spot. We were catching them just about every drop for, you know, eight or nine freaking scamp in a row. Bam, 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 bam. Sharks started eating them. We had to move. They're eating the groupers off the pine. Every one we hooked, they grabbed it.
Wow.
Four, five, six of them in a row, finally hooked a shark, lost one, hooked another shark. Wanted to fight one of the sharks to get into the top so I could see what it was. And we got one of them up to the top, and it was a sandbar shark, as I believe is what it was. They were big. They were 9 foot long. I mean, they were big sharks.
My gosh.
You know, our stuff. So, yeah.
I mean, and that was at 300 foot.
That was in 300 foot of water. Yep.
Yeah, you can't shake them. They're not, they don't go away. And then last year, you know, so I went down, I started out, you know, going like at a 160 heading. And I started going on a 180 heading down south. Mm-hmm. And then I said, remember those little bitty sharks, the shark nose, that's what I call them. Shark nose, Atlantic shark nose. Yeah. Oh my God. We were beeliner fishing and we had, you know, two, three little hook drops, you know, rigs, and there was three of them on each rig coming up. I mean, they were just
good
everywhere.
Lord.
I was like, guys, you can't beat these things. You know, they're big ones, small ones, it don't matter. The only time we used to have issues with sharks was those, mostly, back in the day. And it was late, generally later in the summer on the snapper rocks. You get into those, you think you're on snappers, and you'd start hooking up, and everybody's fighting, and everybody comes up, and that's what they got. Everybody's catching. So then we just had to leave, move to another spot to try to get away from that, you know, school of sharks or whatever, but we didn't have problems with big sharks back then like we do now. Now it's the little ones and the big ones that we have problems with. So
I wish some big ones just eat the little ones.
Maybe that's why we don't have as many little ones. We got more big ones. I think the big ones are eating little ones or something. What's happening?
Crazy.
Because crazy
times. Big sharks will eat little ones.
Yeah they will. Sure. Seen that before, too. Them. You betcha. Food's food. To them, meat.
Yep. That's right. Absolutely.
Crazy times.
It is crazy times, you know, and like I said, just the start of this conversation was that mutilation, you know, the policy for some of these tournaments and stuff like that. It's brought up again for the next second year in a row. And actually, that, you know, that was just the Mississippi Billfish Classic, I think is what it is. I could be wrong on that one, but the Mississippi tournament that went on this weekend, you know, and that's like the second or third tournament that's had that issue. But that one in particular had the biggest fish eaten twice, so that was kind of rare. But, you know, other than that, you know, we're setting our sights again. We're going to Cape Verde to go blue marlin fishing in August. And, man, fishing over there has been red hot. I mean, red hot. And, you know, we're booking our trips and stuff to Lisbon and looking at some of the bottom, you know, all they do is blue marlin fish over there. But, man, they got some beautiful groupers. They got some.
Right. Are you going to do some of that maybe? Or?
Well, I sure hope so. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I need to set a half day or half a day and do some neat fishing, catch you some fillets.
Yeah.
Fillets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fillet of fish.
Probably. Exactly. I mean, I love blue marlin, but that's the bad part about going with one of the best crews in all the world, blue marlin fishing crews. That's all they want to do.
Yeah,
blue marlin.
That's what they do.
Hold on, wait a second, fellas. You know.
Well, I can see why. Boy, they got some good fishing over there. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, buddy. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 434 here in the Bayou City. All right, guys, we are back.
Back in action. So,
yes, sir.
Man, you know, Mickey, how many tagged redfish have been caught? I know I saw a picture of one yesterday.
Well, there's two on the board right now with polygraphs pending. And, you know, it's kind of a week delay on, you know, when I get the updates, when they repost their board and update it. So, I'm sure there's been some more caught that are just not showing up yet.
Gotcha. So speaking of that, you know, on the Kingfish board, it's going to be tough. So they had a tournament.
Yeah.
What was that tournament? Last weekend, a weekend before?
Where did they have the tournament?
They had it in Galveston. It was
Texas City. Yeah, I think, what was it, 9-something won the Kingfish division?
9-pounder? That was Trey McCrumman.
979 or something like that.
Exactly.
Now
under 10 pounds.
My gallery here. I think I screenshotted that.
Was it a trout or a kingfish?
It's a kingfish. I'm like, there was three of them caught, though. 9.9, 9.6.
Here it is. I got it. Serena, I can't read the name on there, McCrummer, 949. Then Fredo Ramos, 945, and David Salvia, 938.
Yeah.
That was a three.
You add all those
kings.
Three together, you got one that might make fifth place in a regular tournament.
Now, there was an Andrew Keys caught a 21.58 snapper, but he didn't put it on the starboard. He would have made the starboard with that. What is it, 20 pounds minimum on snapper?
20-pound minimum snapper,
yeah. Yeah, he'd be on the starboard. Barracuda, 33.73.
Good Barracuda. It's a good
No Wahoos. No shark, no ling. I was really surprised when I saw no shark. I mean, just drop a dead mullet in the water and catch a shark right now. Anyway.
Yeah, no. Did y'all talk about that ling that they caught out of here? At ling? I'm sure y'all have talked about it.
Oh, no, we didn't.
56,
no, we didn't. That 87-pounder, whatever?
Yeah, it was 57-pounder just about. Stingray 57? Was 152.5, yeah. Yeah, it was 56. It was like 1/100th of a pound being 57. So we'll just call it 57.
Yeah, that was a stud. Now that the ling that was caught at the tournament, or the one that was caught?
No, the starboard ling.
Oh yeah. Yes. The person that caught this one at a Freeport opening weekend was not in a star, apparently, but it was over 80 pounds.
Yeah, it was a stud. Yeah. It was on Jamie Wilson.
Yeah,
that's caught it on her boat. Like, right after she did our radio show the weekend before.
I think I saw her on Facebook holding that ling up. It was bigger than her.
Yeah.
She was all bowed up backwards trying to hold that ling up off the floor, man.
Yeah,
there wasn't even that Hall of Fame tournament. There wasn't even a Ling weighed in that one. You know, the one we were talking about earlier in Texas City.
You know, it's weird too. We found some Ling. We found two. We stopped twice at a little at some seaweed and I think it was a big shrimping net. And there was a big pack of Ling on both of them. They're real small, little juvenile, like 22 inches. You know,
My buddy caught some off the buoys that first weekend, but they were small. They were trout sized.
Yeah,
big. They were little bitty Ling. You know.
Yeah.
I caught one on the top water in Trinity Bay about 3 years ago like that.
Yep.
I got to blow out my reel, and I said, what have I got? This feels weird. I looked down in the water. I said, man, it's a baby Ling. It was about 22, 24 inches.
Yeah. That'll be a tasty little sucker.
That's the second time. So last year we were on a ship that was in close. We were fishing toward the end of the year, and it was just a cloud. I was marking a big old cloud of fish underneath the boat, and it was a baby. I caught like two Ling with it. I put down a piggy. We pulled up two Ling with it and looked down, and it was just giant school Ling, little small ones.
Small ones.
So I've never seen that many. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. I've never seen that many small ones in a group together like that. It used to be back in day, Mickey. I mean, when you do fish those shrimp boats, you know, the ones that were in 30 miles, you know, it wasn't that. It's not that uncommon to go out there and see a, you know, pack of 20, 30 of them, you know, cruising around together. Man, you want to talk about some cool stuff. You know, running top water or on the water, you know, and there's a big old pack of Ling like that hang out. Oof, man.
There was a summer back way back, you know, back in the 90s probably, where there was, in the late summer, almost every shrimp boat you hit, the deeper shrimp boats out there in the, you know, 150 to 200 foot were, every one of them was covered with Ling. I mean, every one of them you pulled up to would have 30, 40, 50 Ling underneath it.
Wow.
And they wasn't all keepers, but a lot of them were. And a lot of them, there were some nice ones in there. I mean, we were catching Ling like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Never seen nothing like it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Limiting your boat out in Ling, I mean, that's crazy.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they.
Party
boats, 30, 40 Ling on the boat.
Pretty common. I remember I hit a pipe stand out of Galveston one time out near the hill bank, and pulled up to it, and I said, man, there's usually always at least one Ling on this thing. And one of my guys flipped an ice fish out there, and boom, caught one about 40 pounds, and then nothing. And I said, well, let's move on. And I started up both my engines, and I'm idling away, and my deckhand starts tapping me on the shoulder, said, look, man, we got one following us. And I said, throw a bait to him. And it was 76 pounds. It was following us. We were leaving the pipe stand.
Wow,
he was following the boat. I said, he's hungry, man. Feed him something.
We wanted to ride back to Galveston.
Well, he did. He got a ride back to the Texas City Dyke. That's where I put in that day.
You have his thumb up. He's ready to hitchhike.
He was hitchhiking, buddy. We stepped
in half
of him, threw him in the box. He's going home.
We've had some, you know, the last couple of years kind of been slow for Ling all the way around, you know.
It really has, now that you mentioned it,
really
Kings
has.
And Lings have been off.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, ironically, we have caught some of the bigger Ling that, you know, that I can recall. The last few years, it seems like we're pushing a 90 mark every year, you know, at least for large, big ones, you know, which I don't recall those being super common back in the day, but I mean, you know, the kingfish, I don't know what to say about those. Those are just you know, they're catching again this last you always kind of watch the wahoo season and the wahoo trips, and there were several big kings caught out there at the gardens in January and February,
right?
So I hope, you always hope that you know, the spawning females, and they're going to get in here and drop some eggs, you know, do something, do whatever they do. But
last year, the kingfishing picked up pretty, I wouldn't call it great, but it picked up pretty good late in the summer. In August, we caught pretty good, we had some pretty decent trips on kings.
Yeah.
But nothing spectacular, but decent. Had some days where they were really fired up, you know, last year. But it was late. It was late in the summer when we caught
them.
Yeah.
You know, King I heard being caught last year was down around Port Isabel on the jetties and then, you know, just off the jetties out there.
Yeah, so weird how that happened last year, too. You know, I mean, not much anywhere else. So,
Do they commercial fish for kingfish very hard?
I don't know a lot about it, Mickey, but I know most of it's over off the Mississippi Delta, over in that area, in the eastern side of the Gulf, more than over here. I don't think they do much of it over here, that I know of.
Yeah, I don't hear much about it.
There's a commercial guy that's in Galveston. Fishes out of the Galveston Yacht Basin. Yeah. I never saw him go. We used to have a boat that I ran with parked right next to him. And he didn't go out very, very often, though. But, yeah, there's one.
You know what? I did see a commercial kingfish. Now that we mentioned it, I seen one out there at the Kingfish Ridge. It was either last year or the year before there was one out there.
Yeah.
How did they fish for them?
They were pulling plugs is what they were doing. Yep. They were pulling plugs.
Mm-hmm. He told me that he didn't go out very often, you know, just whenever the fishing was hot or something, you know, they go out there and plug a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. I think he did other kinds of commercial fishing too, but you know, that was, it is what it is. I think, you know, I don't think there's enough pressure on, you know, as far as commercial people go around here to really put a dent in them or to affect the bite, you know. Mm-hmm. They're migrating past us now, or they're, you know, either coming inshore when we're offshore and vice versa. Maybe they're offshore when we're inshore. I mean, who knows? Something funky's going on and unfortunately kingfish is going to be a tough one to diagnose, because much like a lot of pelagic fish, you cannot keep them, you know, in one spot long enough to study them. It takes a much longer, you know, period of time in order to study a pelagic fish versus a, you know, a reef fish like a snapper or something like that, where you can kind of get some real-time data all year long at the same spot, you know.
Right.
And that's going to make it tougher. And, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of one of the drawbacks to a lot of our pelagic species, much like wahoo. People don't know a whole lot about wahoo either, you know, and it's the same reason, because they migrate so much and they do a lot of different things all the time. And, you know, much the reason why the wahoo and mahi for that. There's another one, you know, so you don't get a bunch of.
By the way, we don't have a limit on mahis or wahoos over here on this side of the Gulf, on this side. We have no limit on either one.
That's true.
You know, we used to run, back in the day in the party boat, we used to run kingfishing trips. Talk about top, let's call them top water trips. Two days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, just on a head boat. And we would put take the boat and fill it half, because you had to fish to one side of the boat. You couldn't fish all the way around the boat. So
they
were drift trips, basically. We would fill half the boat up with people. We just called them kingfishing trips, but they were top water trips. Shrimp boats, rocks, drifting rocks, chumming, whatever. That's what they did. And if the kingfishing was really bad, they would switch up and they'd start snapper fishing.
Yeah.
This kingfishing trip just turned into a snapper trip, boys.
Right.
You know, switch the leaders out and everybody starts snapper fishing on the next spot.
Is there as many shrimp boats in the Gulf as there used to be, or has that been on the decline?
No, it doesn't even really get going. It doesn't get going until mid July anyway. But there's definitely not as many boats as there used to be.
Oh, there's hardly any in the bays anymore.
Yeah, it's.
I think that's why
it's,
we have such a shark and dolphin problem. It's because there's just not as many shrimp boats that kept those fish fed all the time. You know, because
that's a good point. They tell those shrimp
boats eating that bycatch. You know, they just load up on it, and they wouldn't have to come to shorelines and eat our trout and bother us.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, well, offshore, you know, our shrimp boat season here was just getting, you know, there's less and less shrimp boats every year. Right. And really, you know, it's been very weird. The last couple of years, they got real hot right off the bat. Normally, you know, years past, we wouldn't touch a shrimp boat for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, they'd be shrimping 24/7, you know, for the first 2 weeks normally.
Yep.
And the last 2 years in a row,
they wouldn't have tied up during the day, would they?
Exactly. They go 24/7. They never stop. And then the last 2 years, they there's only a few of them, and they don't shrimp 24/7. They stop, and it got real hot, actually, the first couple of weeks. Like, you know, July 15th was opener. July 16th, they were smoking hot, you know.
Yeah.
And then it just died for 2 or 3 weeks, and then come back again. Casey caught one good little wahoo last year on one of them, right? But as far as the tuna fishing, it was kind of – it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. two summers ago we had better fishing for tuna behind the boats than we did last year.
Right.
A lot better. I don't know what happened last year, but yeah, it wasn't as good. Yeah, it's real spotty. Like you wouldn't get on a boat to have bunches of fish on it. Just a couple here, a couple there. It wouldn't be big schools of fish like what we've seen before. Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't been out there in so long. You know, back when we used to do it, it just, man, you find a shrimp boat, you get a hot one, it's tied up somewhere and pull up to it, and you just melt everything down in the boat, lean, king, everything. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. You know, so Casey's mom was a history teacher, right?
She was journalism.
Teacher. I'm sorry, journalism teacher. But his mom and dad kept scrapbooks forever. They got a giant thing. So I go down there and take pictures and look at some of the old articles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So back in the 60s, they have pictures of, you know, kingfish, quote unquote, kingfish trips where they're using like braid. It's not braid. It's a
Dacron.
That's it. That's what we threw back then. You bet.
I mean, boy, it was like a 16th inch stick. You can see all the lines, even in the
it looked like a spider web out there.
Yeah. You got some twine on there.
Man, I tell you, it's amazing how far we've come. You know, a kingfish wouldn't touch that now. I mean, even a juvenile kingfish wouldn't even look at something.
Whenever,
I guess it was the late 70s, early 80s when we switched to mono, when he started fishing in mono. Man, it changed the game, boy, when he started fishing with mono.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. But Mason monofilament. That's what we bought. It was called Mason.
Mason monofilament.
We had to buy a cheaper line. We couldn't afford an expensive line for all those people.
Yeah.
80-pound test is what we started with. He's 80.
Yeah.
We figured out that to do better on our kingfishing trips, we needed lighter lines. So we did 50. We had some rods and reels with 50-pound or 60-pound on there. It made a difference. Just going from 80 to 60 made a difference on catching them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I use 30-pound test for kingfish now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to 30 pounds, it's plenty heavy for kingfish, man. As long as you don't hook something that's going to take you into the reef, you're fine. Just fight them. Some of them big wahoos we've caught 30-pound test. You just have to fight them a long time, that's all.
Yeah. It's just amazing, you know, how far we've come, you know. It's just crazy.
It is.
And I had some other pictures that they have, you know. His dad has one that's hanging up in his house. And it's got they used to fish a lot of Warsaws. They used to love Warsaw back in the 60s and stuff.
They had a lot of
all
them out there,
did,
too.
You know,
there was some Warsaws. Every rig was covered with Warsaws.
Yeah. And so he got a picture where he's holding up this giant hook with the snapper on the end of it, and it's got a chain-linked leader on it, you know. I mean, they would hand line for the Warsaws. They'd use quarter-inch line and a chain and a hook, and they would use hand line. They wouldn't use a fishing rod.
Really?
Why? Yeah, is that?
Because your hand line. Off that rig.
They're at the freaking rigs. They're trying to kill.
Wow.
Two, three guys, you know, holding on. Don't let that fish run or nothing. My dad said he got drug all the way across the deck from one side to the other side of the boat by one. He's trying to hold him. He's just dragging him. Yeah. Put it like he's
time
to the rail.
That bugger off on a cleat, man. Dragging home.
Yeah, they used to do those hand lines with those rigs. They didn't have the rod and reels and tackle to be able to pull them out of one.
Right.
We have now. We have stuff we can catch them with the rig, but they did not.
Yeah.
They had little Garcia rods and reels, and they didn't stand a chance against a big Warsaw. You know.
Yeah.
You didn't have no drag.
No.
You could.
Yeah.
It just didn't have the stuff back then. You know, like we have now.
Man, that's saying a lot. Drag your dad across the decks. I mean, he was big. You know, back in his day,
big guy, yeah.
He wasn't letting go, though, was he?
No. No. But they used to put a hurting on the Warsaw.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, those decks, you know, in those pictures is unreal, you know. And so his dad tells me all the time, he says, you know, back in the day, way before social media and all that, he said, you take a reporter out, a sports reporter out.
That's why we used to have to do it.
That's it. He writes a good article, then you're going to be booked up for the next month. You know what I mean?
That's it. So take a sports
writer.
And
then people call. You know, you're dazzling them. You're taking them out. You're catching the biggest Warsaw. You're going to find the biggest fish, you know.
Yes.
Showing them the best time, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Yeah. So they got, you know, the reporters and stuff, and most of the reports are based on those big Warsaw. I caught another, you know, big lunker of a Warsaw haul this week, or, you know, whatever.
They just used to do those Warsaw trips. They would do a lot of those times. They would do those in the fall and the winter when it was, you know, when it was kind of rough. They didn't have to go. They'd go just to the rigs and just fish Warsaws, you know, wintertime. They did better in the wintertime on them for some reason.
Yeah.
Probably because there wasn't as much junk and trash fishing around and not many people fishing, like, you know, in the middle of the wintertime. But that's when they would do their trips. Pretty crazy.
I remember there was a video floating around on social media months back. Two guys in a center console boat, and they got this big old rod in the gunnel and a gunnel rod holder. And a fish hits it and jerks a gunnel out of the boat, rod, reel, and all.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. That's funny.
That was probably a big old giant Warsaw.
Probably.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Or an 800-pound Mako or something.
Yeah, something. Could be. Could be. That's another thing I haven't seen much of here recently is Makos, you know, in the last couple of years.
There's several off the Texas coast right now. I was looking at the shark tracker the other morning, O-Search, and it showed a few off the Texas coast.
Really?
Yeah. The ones they have tagged.
Hmm. That's strange. See, you know, normally in the wintertime, towards the wintertime, you get a couple of them that'll come inshore. You know, some of the bull red fishing guys will send me pictures of some, you know, sometimes a little small Mako that come inshore or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen anything in a while. We didn't see any last year, which is, I feel like, is a little bit strange. Let me see one or two.
All the sharks there we're not seeing, it's the Mako sharks. We're seeing all the other ones, but not the Mako sharks.
Yeah,
there's
maybe
one
they're pushing
down by, man, it's right there in Brian's backyard down there by Port Isabel. It's a male, and it's 7'9".
Oh, wow.
It's right there. Just right off the beach from Brownsville, where his last ping was.
Hmm.
And there's another one, a short fin Mako, a 6'4" out from that one. Looks like 50 miles offshore from that one.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of times we would see them out there when we had boats out there tuna fishing. Yeah, they'd occasionally we'd have one get our tuna out there.
There's a great white straight out in the Gulf from Corpus. Way out there, though.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Wild. I like looking at this thing. It's got hammerheads on it, bulls, you know, all kinds of different
things. And
they're
tagging everything. We can start tagging those ones that are eating all our fish.
Tigers.
You know, Shane Cantrell, who bought my boat over in Galveston, he's, you know, runs a lot of those A&M research groups and stuff out there. Uh-huh. And they've been tagging a lot of hammerheads lately. So I think they're trying to, I can't remember what the study was that he was tagging for last time, but I think they're trying to understand a lot more of our coastal species specific to certain areas,
right,
and stuff like that versus those. So I think as time goes along, you're going to start seeing that little shark finder expands a little bit to more mm-hmm. local sharks versus, you know, the pelagic type sharks. And it ought to be interesting. You know, technology is awesome. I mean, it's just crazy what you can do nowadays.
Yeah, we've entered a new dimension on all that with our fishing just in a short while. Unbelievable, man. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go. Casey, if somebody wants to throw them that fuel dock number, they're hurting for fuel and they need to pull in and gas up.
Yeah, they call me anytime to set up an account. It's 979-373-1398.
All right, Jeff, and throw your valuable information out there, my friend.
You bet. Give me a call anytime at 979-417-1013. We did ultimately run a few charters here and there. We're booked up, but call me just in case something happens.
You may get a cancellation. No big deal. All right, buddy. Well, hey, guys, I enjoyed as always, and y'all have a good Father's Day, and I'll talk to you next time.
All right.
Talk to you later, Macy. Thank you.
All right, see y'all. Take care. Later. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.